of anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-CREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Damo.
And Mark. And we invite you on over to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have there waiting for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can create the content of the website as well. So when you find something online that you think's interesting, you can submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. Then other listeners vote as to whether or not they like or dislike it. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive there. So, of course, we'll take your calls about anything, but we also bring stuff to the table to talk about. And, Mark, you've got a number of interesting things this evening. Let's start with the first one, which is $22,000 gone to the police.
NewsChannel5.com. This is written by Phil Williams. If somebody had told me this could happen to them, I absolutely would not believe this could happen in America.
America.
That was the reaction.
Somebody just woke up.
Yeah, yeah, a reaction of a New Jersey man who found out just how risky it can be to carry cash through Tennessee. For more than a year, News Channel 5 investigates has been shining a light on the practice that some call policing for profit. I love using the voice that they tend to use in those news stories.
The news inflections. <All right. laughs>
In this latest case, a Monterey police officer took $22,000 off the driver.
And by took, they mean stole.
Right, yeah. Even though he had committed no crime. You live in the United States, you think you have rights, and apparently you don't.
There's a quote from the guy.
Yep, that's what George Rebbe says. As a professional insurance adjuster, Rebbe spends a lot of time traveling from state to state, but it was on a trip to a conference in Nashville last January that he got a real education in Tennessee justice.
Trip to a conference. Come on, he's a dope dealer.
I never had any clue they thought they could take money legally. Rebbe added, I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Rebbe was driving down the Interstate 40, heading through Putnam County when he was stopped for speeding. Monterey police officer wanted to know if he was carrying any large amounts of cash. Said around 20 grand, he recalled.
Then he told them.
Well, yep, they asked him.
That's what I was going to say. He was being compliant the whole way. Not only did he not do anything wrong, he was jumping for every master's request.
He felt like he was a law-abiding citizen, just going to do what the officer asked
him. People are naturally honest, and police exploit that.
Yes,
you
they do.
You should never, ever, ever answer any questions of a police officer. Right. Do you know how fast you were going? No. I don't answer questions from police officers.
Yeah, saying no is an answer.
Right, you're right. I would say
something to the effect of, I choose not to, cooperate with this investigation myself, and if you'd like to notify me of some sort of claim, like as in giving me a ticket, do what you
got
to do. And
you've got my license, you've got the registration.
Are you conducting an investigation, officer?
That's one of your lines, the demo, and I love it. Yeah. Are you conducting an investigation? Whenever they start asking questions.
That's what you got to ask
her. This story is a perfect example for anyone who says, well, if you have nothing to hide, because this man felt this way, and, if Mark wants to continue, here's what happens.
Yep, absolutely. Do you mind if I search your vehicle? He says, nope, I don't mind. Certainly, I didn't feel like I was doing anything wrong. It was my money. That's when Officer Larry Bates confiscated the cash based on his suspicion that it was drug money. Why didn't you arrest him? We asked Bates. Because he hadn't committed a criminal. He hadn't committed a criminal law, is what it says here. That's the reporter or the officer that said that. Bates said the amount of money and the way it was packaged gave him reason to be suspicious. The safest place to put your money, if it's legitimate, is in a bank account, he explained. He stated that he had two.
Right, use the system.
And I would put it in a bank account, and it draws interest, and it's safer. But it's not illegal to carry cash, we noted. No, it's not illegal to carry cash, Bates said. Again, it's what the cash
but
is
it's
being
illegal
used
for the
to facilitate and what it was being used for.
Well, it's not illegal to carry cash, but it's apparently illegal for the cash to not be in a bank. Because if you have over a certain amount of money,
it's
they automatically...
They just steal the money.
Well, yeah, there's a good kicker coming in here at the end. I don't know.
There's law. I mean, I don't know if there are laws, but there are definitely court decisions that are precedent here. So it is absolutely illegal, I mean, from their perspective, to have cash that's not in a bank account.
It's legal for them to take cash until they can determine that you are not using it for illegal purposes. Which
you have to prove.
Effectively, right. It's effectively confiscating your money without charging you. I understand where you're coming from, but it's not illegal. They won't even say it's illegal. As a matter of fact, he says right here, but you had no proof for it being used from drug trafficking, correct? No proof? He couldn't prove it was legitimate, Bates insisted. Bates is part of a system that News Channel 5 investigates has discovered gives Tennessee police agencies the incentive to take cash off out-of-state drivers.
Well, I'm glad News Channel 5 has finally discovered this now that we're well into the 21st century. This has been going on forever.
A long time.
Yep. Longer than I've been an adult.
Yeah, this is taking without due process, said Union City attorney John Miles, a former Texas...
Sure, and he'd love to be hired by this man at the rate of however many thousands of dollars in order to try to get this $22,000 back. Maybe if you hired the attorney for $10,000, he might be able to get you the $22,000 back, but then, of course, you got to give him $10,000, and so...
This man was so compliant that not only did he tell him he had the money, but he directed him to it, and this newsman really drills this guy quite well.
The cop or the...
The newsman drills the cop. The cop is actually on the interview in the video, if you see it, find it online. But he says he showed you where the money is, but in the police officer's report, he says he found it underneath this thing and rolled up like drug money. You know, the individual said, I'm an insurance guy. I travel around. I was in this area because there was a car down here as well it was a $20,000 car he was thinking about buying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had all these stories that were left out of the report. So, innocent till proven guilty. This guy, he just assumes guilty because he can't prove innocence. And then, you know, purposefully words his report in ways that is going to ensure, because there is a hearing, there was something that would have happened if the news people wouldn't have got involved, that they would have been off of this police officer's report, and they would have kept every dollar of his because this man, like 22 years ago, had a cocaine conviction.
So wait, they gave him the money back?
No, they did. He did get the money back. It took 4 months, they said, and he ended up getting the money back, but he was complaining.
You think it's only because the news got involved?
Only because of the news. The news has been investigating these guys about this for a year, and then it took 4 months into this story. They ran into this guy from the source I got earlier today.
I knew that they didn't have any charges.
Is this on cop?
You're right. It took him 4 months. You know, looking it up here, it says that it took him 4 months to get his money back, and it usually takes a lot longer for most people.
Yep.
It's probably the News Channel.
Right. The News Channel started the investigation and then met this guy along the way that he was a fresh victim, and so they kind of cowered.
Anybody who thinks that you're innocent until proven guilty in this country is sadly ignorant of what the reality is. The reality is that if you talk to a police officer who's conducting any form of investigation, and frankly, as far as I'm concerned, if they're asking about the weather, they're conducting an investigation. If they ask you a question, you do not answer that question. I would say that there's some difference. If you call the police because there's been some kind of terrible violent crime or theft crime that you have to get some kind of insurance piece of paper for or whatever, obviously you're going to have to answer some questions. But if the police come to you, if they approach you and start asking you questions, there's really no benefit in you answering those questions. If you know where the armed robber that they're looking for is, maybe you might consider directing them in that direction. But the chances are you have no clue that's really going to help them find out what the truth is. And chances are they're not even investigating what they say they're investigating.
Yeah. In 2001, me and my friends went to Canada for my 19th birthday, and this is a couple months before 9/11, so this probably could have gotten a lot worse for us had it been a couple months later. But on the way back, and these are me and my three of my friends who were all in the drug selling trade, and we went there for my 19th birthday, so we brought a lot of spending money. On the way over, didn't even get ID'd. They looked in the car, asked us our names, we drove right by. On the way back, the United States messing with us, they tore everything out of our car. You know, long story short, we had a lot of cash on us between us four. And I think it was like, I don't know, $18,000. Mm-hmm. And they put it all in the hood. And they had one guy out there was watching the driver who was searching the car. And they made him count and they kept drilling him. Why do you have so much money? He just kept saying, is it illegal to have money? Is it illegal to have money? You know, not liberty minded, none of us, not cop blocking. But, you know, we never told them about it. They found it on their own. But it's, again, not to answer the questions is the story. Like, if he had told them anything, if you had said, I got this in a casino thing, they might have held it to prove it.
Right.
Anything, you know, whatever it might have been. It's best to say nothing.
Absolutely. And or ask a question in return. Like, are you conducting an investigation? Am I free to go?
Am I being detained?
Am I being detained?
Anything.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And that stuff takes practice. Some of the things you guys are good at over at CopBlock.org is you're getting out there.
It takes practicing. Attention.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could say, am I being detained? You don't need to practice that.
There's more coming up here. 855-453. I think it does take practice. You've got to be used to asking questions. It's tricky. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 15th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,563.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,602.93, $801.47 for a half ounce, or $400.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,602.93, $801.47, and $400.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free if you'd like. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us. on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. We've got news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Follow us there via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you. news.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins, they're the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. There are no contracts to sign or terms of services you've got to abide by. You can download the free Bitcoin software, be using them in just a few minutes. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world. You don't need any permission from any bank or governmental agency. Therefore, no fees. You can learn much more about Bitcoins by going to weusecoins.org. There's a two-minute video there. Tell you all you need to know, and you do need to know about Bitcoins. Because, well, they're changing the way the Internet operates. Now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. You can buy your Bitcoins with cash by visiting BitInstant.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, right back into you and your thoughts. Jimmy, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Damo and Mark.
Yeah, I was going to talk about an incident, but I had another incident when I was delivering a pizza and I got pulled over by the police and the guy put the gun to my head.
Oh, my gosh.
A 9mm, because my car matched where a guy had broke in and just killed two people on the same road.
Did you have the little pizza sign thing on the top of your car?
Oh, no, no. I just had a pizza bag in, next to me.
Okay.
And
so, wait a minute. Just some random.
To him that I was just carrying pizza, you know.
So,
he
some
put
random
the gun
thug?
In my head.
This is a random thug comes up and puts a gun
no,
in your head?
Cop.
No, it was a cop.
Oh, my God.
IPD cop. Well, at the time, Indianapolis IPD cop.
Was he hungry?
I don't know if he was hungry or not, but he should want some information. He told me, don't move my hands off the dash.
Wow.
And then the other guy said, don't forget it. Forget it, Bill. It's the wrong car. Plates didn't match. He's, oh, we're sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, he almost blew my brains out because you made a mistake on a,
right.
Some plates on the back of a car.
One wrong move with that trigger, I mean, you're done for.
I would have been dead.
Right, no doubt. There was a story of
delivering a pizza.
There was an optometrist who was running a football pool at his office or something like this.
Yeah.
I mean, and the cops had him down on the ground handcuffed. Somebody was holding a gun on this guy. Don't ask me why they were holding a gun on a guy running a football pool. And
right.
For some reason or another, he sneezed or his finger jerked or whatever, and they ended up basically mob style executing this
yep.
dude.
Sick.
That's ridiculous.
Jimmy, they didn't do it on purpose, but jeez.
Yeah, did you end up getting the guys
for a football pool?
Yeah.
Well, did his family sue the department? I hope so.
I don't recall the details.
I can't remember the details, but I would imagine they did pretty well considering it's a football pool.
Did you take this to a complaint at all? Or?
No, I didn't. I was too busy trying to make money that night.
I can relate to that. Yeah. It probably was worthless anyways with how they handled, you know, punishing their own.
Right? Oh, I mean,
see, the thing was, my car matched the guy's car. Okay?
So that's justification to put a gun to your head.
It was a yellow Monte Carlo that I was driving, the 76.
Yeah.
And they said that's similar to the one that they had, that they were looking for. And
that would likely be their reason for exonerating their guys. I mean, after that, you know, if you actually did put in a complaint and they did do an investigation, they'd likely come back and say, well, you know, they were looking for somebody who had done XYZ, and so therefore they thought it was you.
Happened to match.
Honest mistake, sir. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Thanks for paying your taxes.
I would highly recommend in your profession, if you are traveling a lot in your car, that you install some sort of camera system. I know they have some out there for
freedomcam.net.
They didn't.
Yeah, that's true. Not in the 1980s.
Yeah, but you can get one now. You can get one now for, I mean, next to nothing, considering how useful it is.
Yeah.
Just go to freedomcam.net. Last time I looked, it was a few hundred bucks.
Yeah, that's not next to nothing for their system, but their system's really great. It tells people where you are, gives all the information you need, time, speed that you're traveling.
They're really great.
Inside and outside.
Yeah.
So
that way, next time this happens, you can...
regular citizen have it, too, to back him up in the court, right?
Indeed.
Jimmy, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate your story, and glad you're still with us. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. Current price of the Freedom Cam over at freedomcam.net, $289. For me, I consider that next to nothing, considering how awesome the system is. I mean, you've got a camera in the front of your car to cover everything on the road. You got a camera that covers the entire inside of the cab. It's running continuously. I mean, it's essentially a security camera. You've got GPS built in there. You've got also, it tracks how fast you were going. going as well and where you've been. In addition to that, it's got a special feature where if you get into some sort of an accident, it detects the motion. It detects like a jerk, if you will, of the camera, and it'll record
saves
special.
It.
It'll save that in a special folder.
You
so
don't need
no
to push a button
overridden.
To start it when you get in the car. It just starts on its own.
I mean,
yeah, a definite must for somebody who's traveling their car and, you know, might expect some interaction like
plus
that.
Plus, it's a really unique product as well. I mean, if this thing, if you're paying, you know, $289 for this and it records some police misbehavior, that could possibly save your, you know, could save you big time. I mean, could
years
save
in jail.
Being going to jail could also possibly win you a settlement out of court as well, depending on what goes down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you divide that up over the cost of a daily ownership, it's literally nothing. I mean, to own it. Think about it. Less than, if you have it for a year and it operates for a year, it's
less
a buck a day insurance policy. Less than a dollar a day. And especially if you're somebody who drives a lot, like a delivery driver.
Right. And forget about just the police. I mean, yes, they're probably more likely to harm you, but if anyone was going to rob you or an accident.
Delivery drivers get robbed.
Insurance, you know, it was your fault. No, it was my fault. Well, let's look at the video.
Exactly.
You know, it's a great tool.
FreedomCam.net, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue. Corey is listening in Minnesota. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Not Minnesota, St. Cloud.
I apologize. That does say Florida here. It's the other St. Cloud. Go ahead.
That's all right. We get it all the time.
I bet you wish you were
my
Florida.
My question was, why does Keene seem to have a Democratic supermajority when it's the unofficial capital of the Free State Movement?
Well, I don't know if it's the capital of the Free State Movement.
He said unofficial.
Yeah, I don't know if it's unofficial.
Well, unofficial, I mean, obviously, but...
Okay, so good question. I was actually just talking with Rich Paul, who's one of the local activists, about this last night, about why we chose to move to Keene. And one of the reasons I moved to Keene is because it is the most statist place in New Hampshire. So that was part of the intention, is that there's a lot of people here that are very statist-minded, and the intention was to counteract them with some of the most principled, liberty-minded activists. And it's become kind of the center. A lot of activists have moved here, but certainly not the majority of them, only a portion of them, and a fairly small portion of them have moved here. There are probably far more people in a place like Manchester, for instance. But there's a very good contingent of activists that are here. But that doesn't mean that things have changed. I mean, generally, that doesn't mean that the statists have been ousted or anything like that. In fact, Keene tends to attract a very anti-political style of activist. I'd love to see more people getting involved inside the system here, because I think it really upsets them when you actually... They demand that people use the system, but then when people start using the system who don't respect the system, it really frustrates them. So I'd love to see more people get involved in, you know, running for political office in Keene. But, yep. Yeah, it's a challenge here.
By no means is the Free State Project people outweigh, yeah, you know, the normal folks.
Do you guys
folks.
Have any idea why it has such a statist majority? I mean,
I don't know. Maybe it's because it's, if you want, we can bring it back here in a moment. Hang on. Maybe it's because it's nearby Massachusetts and Vermont and New York. Like,
college.
It's the closest place to those places.
College.
Plus, there's a college here. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of your airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette. But with no tar, no foul odor, it can be smoked almost anywhere. PowerVapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier. Helps with weight loss and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that are there completely free. We've got listening options. Live streams are there, broadband, dial-up, and even mid-band versions. So, for instance, right now our broadband version is down, unfortunately, because we host that off of our site. It's a different host, and sometimes machines go down, things break, and right now it's broken. But we've got a mid-band version, so you can click the mid-band, and that one will work for you. Or use the dial-up one. Maybe you're on a smartphone, you're in an area in which you don't have very good 3G coverage, for instance. You might want to go with the lower bandwidths. Try those connections and see if those work better for you. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in there. Also, learn about our over 100 great radio stations on AM and FM that air the show at all, at various times throughout the week, every single day. We've also got satellite listening choices like XM satellite radio, as well as free-to-air KU-band satellite, the webcam, and the listen lines as well. Different ways for you to get Free Talk Live into your ears over at listen.freetalklive.com.
SACL, C-A-I, they're a company that does collections, early out billing. They purchase charged-off receivables. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Free Talk Live, big supporter of Liberty. He was just on the phone with him. He recommends everybody go to the AMP program and AMP at amp.freetalklive.com and send out once a week a you know, one of your favorite episode. You know, mention it on Facebook so people can see it. You can link to it right. You just get the episode from freetalklive.com and would get the link. How do you get the link? You just copy link, right click and copy link.
For the episode?
Yeah,
sure.
Just right click and copy link and put it right there on your Facebook and you can share it with your friends. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
We had Corey call in a moment ago from, I think it was Corey, from Florida, and he had a question about Keene, which is where we're doing this show from. Keene is the southwest corner of New Hampshire, and freekeene.com is a blog site at which Damo and I are both bloggers. And there's a movement of liberty-minded people who are converging on New Hampshire. It's called the Free State Project. We talked a lot about it on this program because we're all participants in the Free State Project. And we all moved here to be around other people of a like mindset because we understand the idea that you get people together who are activists, you've got more options on your plate. There's more that can be done. There's more that can be accomplished. New activist projects and ideas can be put out there that heretofore have been impossible because we're bringing people together. And there are over 1,000 people in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project. And they're spread across the state in a variety of different places. Obviously, big urban areas like Manchester, Nashua, Concord, these are places that are going to attract the most.
A big draw.
Right. And then, you know, Keene's one of the smaller, it's still technically, politically a city, but it's like a big town, really little city. And the reason I moved to Keene was because I wanted to be in a place where there was going to be a challenge. I wanted to be an advocate for liberty in a place where there were people advocating statism and people advocating control of other folks. Not to say those people don't exist in other places in New Hampshire. They certainly do. But if you look at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's ratings, they rate each one of the state legislators. Keene has some of the worst. Keene has some of the, like, they give them a grading, like, yep, an A through an F. And the Keene, the best rating that one of the state refs has here is a C. It's usually D's and F's, or constitutional threat, which I think is the lowest rating.
And they rate on a curve. Like,
right,
a C is an 80%.
Yeah. So, my point being, there's definitely a challenge here, but Keene's also got some things going for it. For instance, the cops here aren't as bad as they are in Manchester, in my observation.
I would say that for sure. The cops here seem a lot more understanding. They're more open to filming. I've been a lot closer to
they're more open to open carry as well. Open carry, filming, cops here are okay with those things. Manchester, not so much. And also, but that's not to say the cops in Keene can't be dangerous. I mean, they just got away with murdering a man that was running away from them a couple weeks ago. And there's a story about that actually been posted over at freekeene.com about what actually happened there and, you know, how these two cops shot at a man that was running away.
Fleeing felon rule.
They murdered this man, and because of some fleeing felon rule, meaning if they suspect you of a felony, they can just shoot you if you're running away from them and kill you. It's crazy. So there's, you know, certainly it's not perfect here, but they're better here than they are in Nashua, and they're better here than they are in Manchester. So Keene has some things going for it as well. In fact, if you go to freekeene.com, there's a list of 150 reasons to make the move to Keene, and there's a number of persuasive points.
And if you don't like the big old fat tax rate that's in Keene, well, pretty much every other town that surrounds it's lower.
That's true. Yeah, the taxes here are absolutely awful. I mean, Keene is a challenge, as I pointed out.
It's the highest
here
of the state, pretty much.
It is, basically. I think Berlin might be the highest.
A higher rate, but the property values there are much
are
lower. You could buy a house for $25,000 in Berlin.
Yeah, Berlin's like the Detroit of New Hampshire. People are leaving, and that's the reason why the houses are so cheap there.
I did not know most of this about Keene. I didn't know you were like, I'm jumping into the dragon's den, or
yeah, jumping right into the fire, essentially.
To me, I also don't spend much time on rating. I mean, statism is statism. I mean, if it was in Manchester, it'd probably be somewhat similar as far as like reactions and activism responses with the size of people we have, in my opinion. But
well, I like, you know, Manchester has a whole lot more people than Keene does as far as movers are concerned, but I think on the average, the Keeneyaks are a little bit more active.
I would agree.
I tend to think that's the case. Plus, we're dealing with a smaller area here as well. There's not as much in Keene, so therefore it's easier to get from point A to point B. You know, if I want to go to the courthouse, it's a 10-minute walk. If it's a 5-minute bike ride, you know.
We definitely have some ambitious activists here, so.
So go to freekeene.com. You can learn more about what's happening here. But by no means is I wouldn't say it's the center of
the Free State Project. I don't think the Free State Project has a center. There are people here across New Hampshire in various different
regions. If you listen to Free Talk Live, it sounds that way.
Well, it's because we're here.
Yeah.
We're right in the thick of things here, and there is a thick of things here. There's a lot going on, a lot of people facing court trials and things like that. Our friend Derek Jay is going to be in court tomorrow morning, as a matter of fact, so there's a lot of that sort of stuff going on here. We'll continue, though, with Bill listening in Jackson, Mississippi to WPBQ. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys. To add some confusion to the dangerous cop situation, as you were talking about a few minutes ago, there have been two interstate killings by the side of the interstate up in North Mississippi, and even the law enforcement is now thinking that someone is impersonating a law enforcement officer. And
happens
so
all the time.
They're recommending anyone who is who sees the blue lights to call 911 or star MHP and verify that an actual officer is attempting to stop them before they pull over.
Now I want to imagine if you're not in northern Mississippi and they haven't sent out this alert, understand that somebody could do this anywhere in the United States or within the sound of my voice. It wouldn't matter. Try to imagine if you weren't in northern Mississippi, what your life would be like if you just sort of went along and, took a 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes to call 911 and then let the police officer, just kind of follow you at a reasonable rate or whatever. They'd be ramming your car, shooting at your tires.
Or you'd be staring down four other squad cars that have boxed you in by then.
Of course. I mean, it's a dangerous world out there, I guess.
And apparently it's
the opposite of the danger.
To some extent, it's the government that's the danger.
Well, we know what happened with our friend Derek Jay. One of the reasons he's in a jail cell right now is because he didn't pull over fast enough on his bicycle for a man in a costume with a badge that was in a intimidating kind of car, revving his engine, and literally knocked him off the road, knocked him then off his bicycle by sticking an asp within the spokes of his bicycle wheel, and then proceeded to beat him while he was on the ground. No doubt. No wonder why he didn't want to pull over. For this guy, he's a psycho,
and he had no cause to stop him, and it doesn't matter,
It's kind of like blank if you do and blank if you don't.
Indeed,
no doubt, Bill. Thanks for sharing that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, you're mentioning the cost of housing. Now, there are some areas in Jackson, Mississippi, here where I am, and I won't mention the area of the town, but some houses have actually been being sold for less than $10,000 that are still standing and have water, lights, and, everything, the yard and whatever.
Wow,
for less
that's incredible.
Than and people are just vacating certain parts of cities.
Yeah, there's a lot of cities are having that trouble. St. Louis, East St. Louis especially, Memphis is having the problem with Detroit. There's lots of areas that are having this kind of flight, and it's amazing how cheap some of the houses are.
Bill, thanks for sharing that tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453 SACL, CAI, toll-free line. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you and your thoughts. 1-855-450-3733. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com, and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. About enough time for you and your thoughts. If you dial in now, toll free to 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. All of the everything you find is free. If you like Free Talk Live, you can help support the show. And one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's one of the most important things you can do for Free Talk Live. Considering we give you everything free on the website, this is $3 a month. So if you like the fact that we give everything away, maybe you'd appreciate, or maybe you appreciate us enough to send in that $3 a month. You can do that and get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, which doesn't have the usual commercials that you get the regular podcast. And you also get access to other AMP perks by going to amp.freetalklive.com. And importantly, the money that comes in isn't going to paychecks. It's going to be invested into Free Talk Live to get us on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board and do things like send us to the radio conventions that happen. For instance, Talkers Magazine is the industry publication of note in the talk radio business, and they put on a convention every summer in New York City. And Mark, you and I have been there for the last few years. Several years, actually. And each year, Talkers manages to involve at least one of us, you or I, Mark, in the ceremonies, so to speak, in the day's events. And I just found out today that I'm going to be involved in something that I've been looking forward to for a long time.
It's you get to go to the Rumble.
Yeah, I get to go in the Talk Rumble.
The Talk Rumble?
Yeah, yeah.
I have such a better choice for the Rumble than
you. Oh. yeah, well, it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you don't have the principles, Mark. So
no, that's right. I don't have the principles.
Right.
What is the Talk Rumble?
So basically they get 8 to 10 talk show hosts from across the political spectrum. And they bring them all onto the same stage. They all have microphones, or they've got mics they can fight over. And then they, there's some moderator who comes up with a few topics in advance, some sort of issues of the day, and he will ask questions about those issues to the panel. And basically, it's a free for all at that point. Whoever answers. He might start with one person on the panel, and then people just kind of jump in, and it goes for 45 minutes, and it's a lot of fun.
If you've ever wondered what it's like to have all the talk show hosts with all the different opinions sitting at one table,
this is it.
This is what it would be like.
Well, I hope there'll be some video of this.
There is.
It should be interesting. Yeah, yeah, great.
Every year it's out there. I don't know how viewed it is online.
Probably
don't really hear about it.
Talkers, I think, did put on their videos from last year. They put them all up for free for people to watch. And so it's up there. If you want to see what a Talk Rumble looks like, if you go to talkers.com, you can see that.
Who's the guy who got kicked out of the last Rumble? I can't remember what his name was.
Steve somebody from New York City, I think. He's a real scumbag. So that's going to be fun. Looking forward to that. And it's something that, Free Talk Live, obviously we have the visibility that's necessary at this point to be able to get into an event like that, to be a participant in it rather than just be sitting in the audience and watching. And the reason why we're part of this particular convention like that is because we've been advertising with Talkers. I can tell you, they would not be putting me up there. Mark, you've given a speech there in the past about radio sales.
We wouldn't have the profile either.
Right.
These things go back and forth. It's not like you just give Talkers money and you get to do what you want.
Well, right. No. I mean, there are acknowledging that we're also on over 100 stations and other things, which we built, and obviously money doesn't build stations unless you have a whole lot of it. Clearly they wouldn't be giving us the same treatment if we had two stations. So I get where you're coming from, Mark, but at the same time, if we weren't buying ads with Talkers, we probably wouldn't be getting that treatment either. So
I don't know.
I think there's a multitude of factors.
I would agree. There's a multitude of factors.
And ultimately, it's the Free Talk Live amplifiers that help make it possible at amp.freetalklive.com. So there was something that we were talking about last night to bring you guys up to speed because you weren't here. It was the PurposeFairy.com article, The 15 Powerful Things That Happy People Do Differently. And we're talking about, certain things that set people apart. Like, why is that person happy versus not? What are some of the things that happy people are doing that are unusual? And so the article goes through some comparisons as to what happy people are like versus people who are unhappy. So number one was love versus fear, meaning that happy people are more often coming from a position of love in their daily activities and thoughts, what they do. Number two, acceptance versus resistance, accepting what is versus trying to constantly fight against it. Number three, forgiveness versus unforgiveness. The process of forgiving is something that's for you, something that benefits you, that gets whatever burden you have on yourself off of you. Four, trust versus doubt. Trusting in people is important as opposed to constantly being suspicious and paranoid. Number five, meaning versus ambition. Six, praising versus criticizing. And then seven, challenges versus problems, meaning that happy people see problems as challenges, as something to overcome, something to, to grow beyond and to vanquish, if you will. And then we left off on number eight, so I want to pick up here. Selflessness versus selfishness. It says here they do what they do not for themselves but for the good of others, making sure that they bring meaning, empowerment, and happiness into the lives of many. They look for ways to give and to share the best of themselves with the world and to make other people happy. Now, of course, ultimately, this is kind of I don't necessarily agree with everything that's in this article. Selfish, I think you can't be selfless. I think it's impossible to be selfless. You have to be selfish because in order to give something to someone else, you have to have something to give, whether it's your time or your money or whatever. You have to be coming from a position of, essentially to some extent, some wealth, some creativity to be able to give to others.
Yeah, I agree with the same. I don't buy into the, negative meanings behind like greed or selfishness. Like to be greedy, to want to provide or do whatever and have one desires met is a good thing. It's just if you go about it harming other people or, committing fraud against folks and conning them, then that's very bad to be greedy in that aspect.
Absolutely.
Also, if people perceive you as being an individual who's only out for themselves and not out in order to help people, other people, then they're going to ostracize you, treat you poorly, and those kind kind of thing. So, I mean, it's I wonder what's the most effective way to help people. And I often think that the most effective way to help people is by doing the thing that you're good at and being compensated for that in a fair way.
Well, and ultimately, I think that the perspective here is right in that when you want to get something for yourself, and ultimately we all want things for ourselves, whether it's, you know, security or whether it's love or whether it's, you know, whatever it is that we're looking for, we all want something for ourselves. But the best way to get those things, in my opinion, is to give other people what they want. So to be focused on helping others is a useful thing, and ultimately that will end up helping you. Because if I'm creating a radio program that no one wants to listen to, then what good is that going to do? I want to create something that is going to be valuable to
others.
You're
greedy. I can't believe it. You want to create something good.
Well,
what's wrong with you?
I do want to make money off of this, but I want to use that money to invest in the Liberty Movement, and so everybody can then be hopefully more wealthy on into the future, because I like to reinvest funds that I get in. But I think that having that perspective of looking at, okay, well, what can I do to help people? What service or product can I create that is going to help people? Because if your product sucks and it doesn't do anything for anybody, then it can look as nice as you want it to, but it's not going to sell. And therefore, if you haven't helped somebody, you're not going to ultimately help yourself. Does that make any sense?
Sure. It makes perfect sense to me.
By the way, they quote Buddha here saying, "Before giving, the mind of the giver is happy. While giving, the mind of the giver is made peaceful. And having given, the mind of the giver is uplifted." Number 9, abundance versus lack/poverty. They, that is happy people, have an abundant mindset, living a balanced life, achieving abundance in all areas of life. And this is something we've talked about on this program before, because a lot of this stuff we've talked about over the years, I think self-improvement is a pretty important topic. But there are people that come from a lack perspective, Mark. I think this is a term I learned from you, this lack mentality.
Right.
The idea that, oh, God, we're running out of fill in the blank, right? We're running out of water. We're running out of oil. We're running out of, you know, whatever it is, energy. We're running out of food. And there's no real evidence.
We're running out of space. Remember? The whole world.
Overpopulation.
We can only handle 5 billion people. We've got 8. We're going to die.
Right. And there's no real evidence for this. And what the evidence
is. As much evidence as you want to go find.
Well, right. But what there really is evidence of is how that over time, the man, humans, using the power of their minds and their ability to think and to reason and to come up with new ideas and to innovate, have overcome all of the lack problems that we might have perceived in the past. So energy, okay, there's new forms of energy that can be uncovered. Water, we're not going to run out of that. It keeps changing forms. Food, well, people are talking about growing food vertically now as opposed to just horizontally. So, I mean, there are always new ideas that are coming up, and as long as we have the freedom to pursue those new ideas and there isn't some government regulation or roadblock in the way, then we'll be able to overcome whatever problems rear their ugly heads.
Like we said in the beginning of the show, if you're free, you have the infinite number of choices, you know, that all the world can provide. I know Derek, who was in jail, also tying into the show, was saying that during his trial, you know, the judge, are you here? Well, if I had all the freedom to choose all my options, you're giving me, you know, plea deal or no plea deal options. And yeah, again, if people had the ultimate freedom, we probably could overcome any obstacle.
Ultimately, we have. I mean, as a society, that's what's happened. I mean, people have created solutions that have changed the world, radically altered our lifestyles, whether it be electricity, the light bulb, the internet. I mean, these are incredible changes.
And mostly what's standing in the way at this point is inefficiencies in the marketplace and the government regulations that prevent people from trying new innovative things.
We'll talk more about this stuff that happy people do maybe tomorrow night. 855-453. We'll talk to you then online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.